And this is a little hint. It's not technically official.
But we're getting there.
We are getting there. This is it's kind of big. I think big for us.
Very big.
Very yeah. big. We are talking with the Baltimore Ravens. And we're going to have corgi racing during halftime during one of their games.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Major League Eventing Podcast, the show for eventing fans by eventing fans.
And Karen, as usual, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Mane and Tail, Karen.
Only the best.
Only the best. We love Mane and Tail. You know, we always talk about all the different horse products that Mane and Tail puts out, but you know what? They do have a full line of beauty products for you and me, Karen.
They sure do.
So, do you have a favorite product that you'd like to use for Mane and Tail?
I think I would have to say it's the hair strengthener.
The hair strengthener. I've yeah. definitely seen that on your beauty counter.
I love using it. I tell you what, it really has strengthened my hair. I have less split ends, and it's actually, I get a little thin in certain areas, and it's actually been growing.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
With your hair, but I know you've always had, I know you've always complained about, you know, your hair being a little thin, and you're always picking at your split ends and all that stuff. So, and I see you using this, and I do see an improvement. So let's hear all about it, Karen.
So it is a daily protective and fortifying leave-in treatment for stronger, healthier hair. It nourishes and repairs. It provides essential protection to help prevent split ends. Protects hair strands from heat and chemical styling, which I do a lot. I do a lot of that. Provides additional moisturizing and conditioning protection. It is alcohol-free, and it's safe and gentle for all hair types.
That's wonderful. So, like I say, I know you've been using it and you love it. And we asked the folks over at Mane and Tail, hey, can we talk about the beauty products because they are so fantastic? So, because the audience, the horses aren't listening, Karen.
No, they're not.
You know what I mean? It's the people. So, I use the products, you use the products. So, we're going to start, you know, mixing in some of the beauty products mm-hmm. Along with the horse care line. So, check it out at maneandtail.com if you want to learn more about the products. And we just got to say thanks again to Mane and Tail for all their support over the years. Triple Crown Feed.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Triple Crown. Big fans of Triple Crown Feed. They have tons of great products out there.
Mm-hmm.
Premium stuff. Karen, what do you got to say over there?
So Triple Crown has formulas that are tailored to your horse's unique needs and help support immunity and gut health. Find your local Triple Crown Feed dealer by going to triplecrownfeed.com.
TripleCrownFeed.com. That's a little bit of a tongue twister.
TripleCrownFeed.com.
They have a great feed locator. They have yes. a great feed comparison tool on their website. I encourage everyone to get over there. Check out Triple Crown Feed's website. Check out the different products. Check out what makes them so special. And give them a shot, right, Karen?
Oh, yeah.
Support the people to support the show. Trish Scott has got us covered, and she can cover you, too. She took care of our horse, off-the-track thoroughbred Mercury, ridden by our son, Joe. Trish is with us to talk a little bit about equine insurance. Trish, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Ralph. Glad to be here.
Thank you so much. You increased our horse's value. Can you tell us a little bit about why we had to increase his value?
Well, the biggest thing is that you bought him a year ago. Joe's been working with him directly, taking him to all these shows, exposing him, training him, the monthly fees, the daily work. So all that training that he's done, all the showing that he's done, where he's placed, I was able to approach several different carriers. Praetorian is where he is right now. And just by showing them his records, his training fees, I was able to substantially really increase Mercury's value because that's a whole year of training and showing under his, you know, that Joe has been doing with him that you now have insured, you know, under this policy with Praetorian.
Gotcha. So, hey, it's important to make sure that your horse is properly valued mm-hmm. when you're insuring them. So, Trish, if people want to talk to you about their insurance for their equine friends, how do they get a hold of you?
Oh, just call myself. The best way to reach me is 484-319-8923.
I'm Robbie.
And I'm Karen. And we're your hosts of the Major League Eventing Podcast. And this week, we're going to do something a little different. Everywhere we go, people are always wondering, what have we been up to? What do we have going on? So we thought we'd just kind of just sit here and just tell you everything that we've had going on for 2023 and what our plans are for this coming year. And we'll even have a little fun. We'll even do our own little quick fire questions. So to start off, so for 2023, we, Robbie and I, we took a trip to Kentucky to the Five Star, and we had a good time.
Yeah, it's always a good time being in Kentucky.
Yeah, we took Annie and Stanley. So Annie is our new corgi. If none of you know about that, everyone knows Stanley. We got a new one, and she's a ball of fire.
And she was just a puppy in Kentucky last year.
Yeah, she had a great time. And what we did some roaming interviews, and that was great until we realized our equipment failed.
Yes.
but we did get some really good interviews, talk to Leslie Law, which is always a good time, and several of other just fans and other riders. But that was fun. And that was actually, that wasn't your first time to Kentucky.
No, I've been to Kentucky a few times, but first time on Major League Business.
Yeah, first time Major League Business. So a little different. And then, of course, we got to hang out with Connie and Allison from Red and Goat at their tailgate. So thank you to them. Unfortunately, this year, we're not going to make it. And we'll get into a little bit more of that as to why. But so back to 2023. One thing, though, I got back into riding.
Yeah, you did.
not jumping. I lost my nerve, but I started riding at, it's called Second Nature Farm, and doing dressage and having a really good time. My friend Lisa and I, we've been doing it and just doing, well, I've been doing just their little shows, and Lisa's actually getting kind of serious and she's been going recognized. But that's been fun to do. So, maybe you'll see me out there. Who knows?
Yeah, for sure. Get you out there, get you competing again.
Yeah. And then, so moving along, Maryland Five Star. That was a big week for us.
Yes.
For a couple of reasons. One, we were part of the MD Five Star Radio, which a lot of people didn't know about, which is shocking. Such a great idea.
Yeah. I mean, and if anyone doesn't know, or, you know, if you were at the Five Star and you kind of saw this going around, didn't know that it was there, it was like these tiny little radios that you just kind of hooked onto your ear. And it was basically the live stream just in radio form. And we were doing interviews with different riders. You know, Bobby Costello showed up. You got to talk to a whole lot of cool people, you know, figure out what was going on with the weekend.
Yeah. And that was really cool. We talked to Doug Payne about how he flew in and
his busy weekend.
Yeah, his busy weekend, how he flew his own airplane in. And then we got talking about how owning an airplane is actually cheaper than owning an RV.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. And then Piggy March, we just kind of hollered her name. And next thing you know, we're talking about Maryland crabs.
Yeah.
Which that was a lot of fun. So hopefully next year, or this year, actually, hopefully they bring back the Five Star Radio. And I hope we get a chance to be a part of it, because have some good ideas. And I just hope that we get to be a part of that again. We actually did put out those interviews on our stream. So if you go back, look up the MD Five Star Radio interviews from the Maryland Five Star, and you should be able to hear them. A lot of fun doing that. See who else we had Philip and Olivia Dutton together.
We had Brad, we had Diego stop by.
Yeah. Bradley Champagne, Diego Farhey. Quite a few.
Yeah. So ranging from, you know, all the young horse riders to the three star to the five star riders, it was pretty nice range of, you know, riders that stopped by.
Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully they bring it back. And if they do, make sure you get those radios, because you could be anywhere out walking the cross country course, and you can listen in on what's happening in dressage, and, or you could be out cross country at like fence 10, and you can hear what's going on throughout the course. So such a great concept. And like I said, I hope they bring it back. Also, for the 5-star, we had Laura and Hannah, who came back and was part of the MLE team, and they did an amazing job getting content. They were interviewing riders. They were taking pictures, doing videos, and just they did an amazing job, and thank you to them. So while we were doing the 5-star radio, they were out getting all the other stuff for us. And actually, you volunteered.
Yeah. So yeah, we volunteered. We were tailgate kind of stewards, I guess, is kind of what that was. So that was pretty sweet.
Yeah, that
was awesome.
Yeah, you were what part of the course?
So we were down. So at least on the 5-star course, it was basically like a double corner to Chevron Skinny. Kind of around the middle of the course before they, made their way up the big hill to, the water. And then basically around like where the finish line was, we had a pretty sweet spot.
Yeah. Was that the middle hayfield?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Middle hayfield down at the bottom there.
Cool. Yeah. And I actually, if you watched the live stream, you might see your tent there. and then on top of that, the biggest part of our weekend was the Maryland Corgi Cup.
Oh. Yeah. A lot of fun.
That sums it up. Oh. We had 100 corgis. You heard that right. 100.
That's a lot of dogs.
Lot of personality, yes. in a small area. But it was a huge success. We had a lot of returning corgis. We had corgis from upstate New York who their owner, he's not a horse person. He drove 3-4 hours just to come to this race. And this was his second year doing it. And he plans on to come back again. So that it was a huge success. And the overall winner was Elevation Zoe. Again, she's...
Repeat winner.
So we did have Annie and Stanley race. Annie, who she is a contender. She is super fast. She lacks focus, yes. But her heat, she actually won. She smoked it. And we were all shocked because she stayed focused and she stayed straight and she did really good. And then Stanley shocked us all.
Yeah. It was very surprising. Second in his heat.
He was second in his heat. And we always tell him he's super fast, but we know he's not. But the fact that he qualified for the championship heat, we were all shocked. And so we had 20 in the championship heat. And Zoe, she won it.
Yep.
Back to Stanley and Annie. Annie was actually leading the race. However, she noticed Stanley decided to tackle a couple other corgis, and she decided she wanted to be part of the fun, and she just lost it all. And then we had trouble catching her, but that's typical for her. So thank you to Mars. Their VIP pet experience. Yes.
Big shout out to Mars for setting that up.
Yeah, because they were our meeting point for the race, and they gave every dog a leash. They gave greenies. They gave prizes. We had our wonderful sponsors, Mane and Tail. They gave a gift basket. We had springtime supplements. They provided prizes. Fairfax in favor.
Yep.
Zoe got another collar. So thank you to all of them. And then also Zoe, she got another little cooler that matches what the horses get to wear, with the Maryland 5-star logo on it. So a lot of fun. We did have the parade of corgis, which took a while.
Yes.
100 of them.
A lot of organizing and funneling everyone into the right place.
Yeah. So, the Maryland Corgi Cup, it's still a work in progress. We learn from it every year. We learn what to do, what not to do. So taken away. We have more ideas for next year and ways to make it run a little bit smoother. So look for us again for this year. We were challenged with now 125 corgis, which we could do it because we did have a wait list with just 100. So be on the lookout for that. So moving along, Robbie, you had a big year.
Yes.
So tell us about what you did.
Yeah. So over in June, I ended up getting married to my beautiful wife, Lauren. You know, she is also a rider. You know, she's a hunter, but, you know, we're trying to work on converting.
We're trying to convert her.
But yeah, so, you know, we got married in June in Lanenburg, Pennsylvania, you know, just a few minutes down the road at a nice, very nice venue called Bryn Awell Manor. Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, great time. Then afterwards, you know, honeymoon, went down to Florida, did a couple days in Disney and a couple days in Naples. And yeah, you know, we're almost coming up to a year. Everything's been going good. You know, just still getting all settled and moved in and stuff. So.
Yeah, yeah. And along those lines, you bought my house.
Yes.
So what we did was Robbie and Lauren, you know, with the housing market these days, it's hard finding a house. And the house that we've lived in for over 20 years, just too big for myself. And the yard was just too big. So Robbie and Lauren, they bought it and new today, actually a week now, moved into my new place, little townhouse, me, Annie and Stanley. So we do have a new studio,
yep,
which we are in right now. We're still working on it and we'll have to get it completely set up. So yeah, exciting year with
big,
that.
Big year.
And then finally, my other son, Joe, who he couldn't join us because he's a rider and hardly ever, it's just hard coordinating time with him. But so he had a big year as well. Back in October, he did sell his horse, Freddie. And then with that, he went to France with Philip's horse Z.
Yep.
Philip was going to do Poe, and so Joe flew with Z, and
you know, landed in Belgium, took a trailer down to Poe.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he actually stayed at Maxime Livio's for a few days, and he enjoyed that. Got to get out and see the Tour of France a little bit. And then after Poe, Phil and Grace and Z left him behind. And he went with Pippa Funnell,
yes,
for a month. And what a great experience for him. Seeing her yard, how she runs things, and just being in that environment. Of course, it was kind of cold. It probably wasn't the best time of the year to go, but hey, still a great experience.
Yeah, for and, sure.
Yeah, seeing everything that she has going on there and, you know, learning from one of the best in Great Britain.
Yeah, yeah, definitely can't go wrong going to her place. And, you know, that's where Philip seems to send, you know, a lot of his students to. I think even Olivia spent some time out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and Pippa, when she comes over here, she works with Philip here. So, yeah, it's such a great experience for him. And came back, I think, right before Christmas and back to work here. Well, I mean, he ended up going to Wellington probably a week later. So, but they're all back up here and they're packing, getting ready for the big event in Kentucky.
Yes.
So
big time for them.
So, I mean, that's pretty much our 2023 in a nutshell, but we did want to run over some stats, some of the podcast stats. So our number one episode was the Boyd Martin episode. That's still number one. So these are going to be our top three episodes. And Karen O'Connor, two. And then Elisa Wallace is third.
Yeah, so that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So it was kind of fun going back to see where they were. Because I know they actually did recently change. Because Lainey Ashker, she was actually in the top three for a while. And Alisa made a strong comeback, so she bumped Lainey down. But that was the Boyd. If any of you have not heard it, that's
a great one.
It's yeah, and not because it's our interview, but it's one of those interviews that you really don't hear Boyd do.
Yeah.
He's not talking about what he did over the weekend, the most recent win. We didn't talk about the barn fire because everyone knows that. It's just he was just very candid about what he expects from his working students and what he does, how he runs his program. And it was a lot of fun. And of course,
with the ninja course
and it was a good one. And of course the Karen O'Connor, that was a lot of fun because just hearing her talk and talking about Teddy O'Connor and the Kentucky five star and I actually when she talked about riding that cross country course with Teddy O'Connor. And she says how at one point she looked at her watch and she saw that she was going to make it. And she just kind of gave him a little extra push and he just took off and they finished. And I actually went back and I watched that video and you can actually see it. You could like, if you listen to the interview, she'll tell you exactly where to find it. And it was just, and then go back and watch the video because it was really cool. It was, mm-hmm. you know, kind of gives you goosebumps because hearing her talk about it and then actually seeing it was really cool. And then we are almost to 1 million downloads. We're so close. So close. So close. So get, you know, tell your friends all about us and get them to listen because we got to have a big celebration for 1 million downloads.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, so close.
And, you know, at least kind of like with like the top three, you know, interviews. If your favorite rider is not one of the top three, look back through the catalog. Most likely we've interviewed them.
Yeah.
And if we haven't, let us know or let them know, you know, try to make sure we can get in contact with everyone, get them on there, you know, because we want to try to hear everyone's story and kind of mm-hmm. get everyone out there. And, you know, it just said everyone can either meet a new rider or kind of learn different things from different people.
Yeah. So. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And, you know, email us if you have any suggestions or reach out to us through Facebook or Instagram. Like, we love to hear from you. We love having suggestions. But yeah, like, we do actually get a lot of suggestions with interviews. And it's like, we already interviewed that person. So check the catalog and you'll see. And if we did not interview, just let us know. We'll do our best to get them on. But our top cities, again, Atlanta, they have been holding strong for several years. And but thank you, Atlanta. Yes. Number two is Philly, which that's good to know.
Good to know. Hometown city.
Hometown city. And then three is kind of a shocker to me because I guess I don't really consider this an eventing city.
Mm-hmm.
It's Denver.
Yeah, very cool.
Very, yeah. So I was actually surprised to see that Denver was the top three city. We are in 20 countries. And of course, number one is the US, two is Canada, and three is the UK. So that was, again, such fun to see all that. But, you know, we 20 countries yeah. we're listened to.
And that's crazy.
It is. You know, thank you to everyone. I mean, it's awesome. You know, I could always see US and Canada, but then when you see India and Africa and all those countries, it's like, wow, that's really cool. So, but thank you to everyone. Really, really, really appreciate it. So 2024.
Big year coming up.
Yeah, big year coming up. We are the penny sponsor for the third year in a row at Fair Hill. So if you're in Area 2 and you're competing at Fair Hill, you'll see our logo on your penny. So if you do, take a picture of yourself tag us in it. We will share it. Yeah, we love seeing that. And we love when you guys tag us in things, and we will definitely share it. And we just love seeing it. So we're big supporters of Fair Hill. Mm-hmm. Actually, all events, but Fair Hill always has a special place in our heart. And we are very proud to be the penny sponsors again this year. Like I said, we got a new studio. Little bare right now, but we're working on it. We'll get that set up, and we'll take pictures once we get it all.
Give a little behind the scenes.
We'll have to do that. And this is a little hint. It's not technically official,
but we're getting there.
We are getting there. It's kind of big. I think big for us.
Very big.
Very big. We are talking with the Baltimore Ravens, and we're going to have corgi racing during halftime during one of their games.
Yeah.
At least one of their games.
At least one of them.
So we'll let you know when it's completely official. We are actually waiting for them to come out with their...
with the schedule.
Their schedule for the season. I've talked to their head of marketing, and she just loves the idea. They are on board with everything. And so you're going to be seeing Major League Eventing at NFL now.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Hopefully we get on TV. So that's going to be a lot of fun. It's not going to be as big as the Maryland Corgi Cup. Just so you know, it's only going to probably be 12 corgis racing. That's the max that we're allowed to have, but just be on the lookout for that. We'll let you all know when we have a set schedule. So that's exciting, but more to come with that. I just can't wait.
Yeah. It's going to be so exciting. Yeah.
Major League Eventing and Corgi. So, that's probably all we have. We have the Maryland five star. So we did talk about Kentucky, mm-hmm. not going this year, but it's because of the new move and everything. It was just the timing just doesn't work out for us to go this year. But we wish a lot of the riders good luck. We know it's a big year with the Olympics coming up. And I know the four star is going to be
it's going to be very talent packed.
Yes. Yeah. So looking at that and the entry list for that, I wish we were going. I really wish we were going, but I can't fit it in this year, but we'll have to go next year.
Yeah. Definitely be watching the live stream.
Yes.
Definitely same. Very glued onto the TV for that. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. But so we do plan on being out and about other venues, and so be on the lookout for us. I would like to do more of the roaming interviews. Mm-hmm. Just whoever it could be a fan, just anything. Maybe we'll do. We are going to be doing. Well, we do have a little contest going on.
Yes.
With the U.S. team predictions for the Olympics, and the winner. We'll send a prize. So if you see us out and about, we'll interview you and we'll get your prediction. And if you're right, then we'll send you something. But you know, just like I said, we'll be out and about. And mm-hmm. if you see us, make sure you say hi, because we would love to see you. So we're now going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to play quick fire questions for ourselves. We always get to play along with our guests, and we'll only do three questions mm-hmm. for ourselves. But so what we'll do. So we're going to do quick fire questions. And of course, quick fire questions is brought to you by Red and Goat Equestrian. You could save 10% by using promo code MLE10 at checkout. So make sure you check them out. They have a great line of new products. Besides the winter jumpsuit, the rain jumpsuit, they got the new scrim jacket for like summertime. Keep that hay off you. Like really cool stuff. They have a great line. And also they have taken over Fitz.
Yes.
Fitz Riding. And so please support them. They're Connie and Allison. They're great. They're great people. We really love working with them, and they're big supporters of us, and we really appreciate everything. So again, go on their website. If you purchase anything, use MLE10 at checkout and you'll save 10%. So, Robbie, are you ready?
I am.
Okay. So we'll start with the first one. I'll start with you and then I'll give my answer.
Okay.
So your favorite rider growing up?
So growing up, even though, you know, we went to all the events and everything, I was very into the show jumping. So I have to say my favorite rider growing up was probably Eric Lamaze.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was definitely my favorite to watch. And I was, you know, always on YouTube, like watching, you know, like the Grand Prix show jumping and stuff. And, you know, definitely had to watch him.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one. I think you already know mine.
I might not. I don't know.
So my favorite rider growing up was always Bruce.
Yeah.
When I was in 4-H, we took a class, well, not class trip, but we took a trip to tour this one local farm called Wonderland Farms. It was a Turkana farm. And Bruce was actually riding one of their stallions at the time. And they talked about eventing. I had no idea. I grew up riding hunters and doing equitation. I didn't know what eventing was. So, of course, I go home, research it. Of course, back in the day, you had to use a dictionary, not a dictionary, but an encyclopedia. And looked up eventing, and I was like, wow, this looks really cool. And again, I'm dating myself, went to a local tax store and rented a VHS tape. And rented, it was either Burley or Badminton. I can't remember which one, but Bruce was in it. And I was like, oh, that's the rider they talked about. And from then on, I followed everything he did. And I did get to get a lesson, couple lessons with him, was really cool. Very nice guy. Still get starstruck when I see him. I see him out on the golf carts and I still can't say hi to him.
Yeah. and it's always funny, like, you know, with Kentucky coming up. So, you know, several years ago I was there and, you know, I was just kind of walking around and I was over by the Bruce statue and everyone's getting their picture taken as you do when you're in Kentucky. But it was 5 feet away. Bruce was just sitting there in his golf cart, just kind of watching these people. And no one was even looking at him. Like, no one even paid attention. And, you know, they just only saw the statue and was taking pictures there. And I was kind of sitting there like, he's right there. Just go say hi to the guy.
See, that would be a goal. Get a picture with Bruce in front of the statue in Kentucky.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We need that. We got it. That could be our goal next time we go to Kentucky. Find Bruce.
Yep.
Get him in front of the statue and then take a picture. So Bruce was always my favorite. And Karen O'Connor, she's a close second for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's definitely a great rider and I always looked up to her. All right, we'll do this one next. If you could ride any horse, past, present, or fiction, who would it be? Or you could do all three. How about
all three?
Yeah.
Past, present, or fiction.
Yeah.
All right. So past, sticking with the same theme, it would have to be Hickstead. Hickstead, mm-hmm. You know, is just an awesome horse. You know, it's tragic kind of what happened to him, but he just seemed to just take every jump in stride and, you know, it just jumped real big. It's very fast. So definitely a cool horse. Present. So, I mean, I always kind of say this half jokingly, but also half serious. There's no such thing as a 5-star packer, but if mm-hmm. there is one, and I guess this is a little bit past, but still I'm going to call it current, would be Michael Young's Lipiatestique Sam. You know, like I said, there's no such thing as a 5-star packer, but that horse just always just made it look so simple
mm-hmm.
and easy. And then fiction. I don't know. I would have to, I'll go with Hidalgo on that one.
I was thinking that for some reason I figured that's the one you would pick.
Yeah. Just a cool horse. Awesome movie.
Yeah.
Kind of cool to do one of those races.
Yeah.
Although I'm not that crazy.
Yeah. No. Okay. All right. So mine past, I'm going to go back with Bruce. It was Jam.
Yeah. I knew that one's coming.
Jam. She was, I always liked watching her go and I got to put, when I had my lesson with Bruce, I had to put my horse in a stall and she was there and he got to be right next to her.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really cool. So present, there's so many, but I think I'm going to go with my bomb.
Yeah. I was thinking about that one.
Yeah. I just, again, it's such a cool horse and you know, Tammy does an amazing job. So I know she makes it look easy on my bomb and it's probably not as easy as she makes it look, but he's just such a good looking horse. Yeah. And it's just, I just love watching him go. Fiction, Black Stallion.
Yeah.
Gotta be a Black Stallion. Grew up loving that movie and I can still watch it today. Okay. We're going to go. This is our new question until it comes out. Who is your prediction for the U.S. team?
See, this one's just tough, especially now that it's only a 3-person team.
Mm-hmm.
I will go with the traveling reserve as well.
Okay.
Just to, you know, figure that out. I feel like that there's 2 locks on the team. And that's going to be Tammy and Mybomb and Will and Chintonic.
Okay.
I feel like that those are locks. The third spot is, you can go any many different directions. I'm going to have to go with Boyd and Commando. Because I feel like that you can't have a team without either Boyd or Philip on it.
Okay.
And then Traveling Reserve. I feel like Traveling Reserve will go Philip and his new horse.
The Jewel Lent?
Yes.
I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, but yes. Okay.
I think that's gonna be the starting three and then the reserve.
Okay. All right. My turn.
It's tough now that there's only 3.
I know. I'm gonna go with Will and Chintonic. I'm gonna go different. I'm gonna say Boyd and Bruno.
I would love for it to be Bruno.
Yeah. Let me see. Who's my third? Oh, I should have been more prepared. I'm going to say Liz and Mixmaster C.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And then my traveling reserve is going to be Phil and Jolent.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think. Yes. Okay. I have to go with that. It's locked in.
I'm sure this will change after Kentucky, where, you know, we get to see how everyone goes and everything. But
we have to go by what's been recorded and out there. But yeah, okay. So Will, Liz, Boyd, Phil. Yeah.
All right.
Am I feeling confident? No, because there's so many others that I want to put. But like we said before, like there's so many talented riders and horses, mm-hmm. that like it's just so hard to choose. So
yeah, I mean, if this was a 4-person team like it, you know, had been in the past, be a little bit easier. You can feel a little bit more confident. But now that's 3.
But even with that, it would still be difficult.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, you're still leaving someone out.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Well, we'll see. We'll see. And then, well, you know, we're going to wind things down.
Mm-hmm.
But we always love when our guests come on and they recognize sponsors and supporters. And of course, we cannot end this show without our amazing sponsors who stuck with us through everything. And, you know, just without them, like, we really couldn't do this.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Straight Arrow family, which is Mane and Tail, Cowboy Magic, Exhibitors. Amazing people, amazing products. Devin and Ashen, who are wonderful people.
Yeah, they're great.
Amazing. We can't thank them enough. And Triple Crown Feed, Kelly Payne, thank you for everything. You'll see her. She's usually at like the big events at a tent. So make sure you stop by, say hi to Kelly, tell her that, you know, we sent you over. Red and Goat Equestrian, Connie and Allison. Again, they've been with us from the pretty much from the beginning. Mm-hmm. They were starting out, we were starting out, and you know, great people again. And again, they now have fits. So check them out. They're going to be in Kentucky. So make sure you tell them that we told you to stop by. And then last but not least, Patricia Scott Insurance. If you're looking to get insurance, you got a horse and especially eventing, you really any type of horse you have, insurance is very important. Didn't realize how needed it was until we got it. And then next thing you know, it was like things happening. And thank goodness we had the insurance because that really helped. And Trish, she's very knowledgeable with the insurance, and she's also an FEI steward. So I actually saw her yesterday at Fair Hill. They had the FEI divisions going on. She was out there cross country, making sure everything was running smooth. So if you see her, make sure you say hi and check her out if you, you know, have any questions about insurance. And then finally, you guys, our listeners, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for reaching out to us, listening, and just, you know, keep sending us suggestions. We really appreciate it. We really do listen to everything you have to say. Go out on your Apple podcast, whatever, wherever you listen, and leave a review. We really appreciate that. That actually helps with the numbers as well, which is very important for the podcast. And yeah, like help us get to 1 million downloads.
Yeah. And I mean, and you know, we also really appreciate, you know, we have people tagging us all the time on their Instagram stories, you know, when a new interview releases, you know, the amount of times I've seen people take a picture on the back of their horse, going for a ride while saying that they're also listening. You know, it's really cool to see.
Yeah. Yeah. And, actually, so I didn't tell you this, just the other day, my friend and I, we stopped to get, something to eat for dinner, and this girl walked in and she was in riding clothes, and I was like, man, she looks so familiar. And she ended up sitting down next to us. We were just sitting at the bar and she sat down next to us, and I was like, I think I know you. Well, here, I didn't. I didn't know her. She just looked familiar. But yeah, she actually works for Ashley Adams.
Okay.
And we got talking, and she listens to the show. She's a big fan, and she says she listens to every single interview while cleaning stalls. So unfortunately I forget her name, but thank you so much for that. And you know, that's, we love to hear that. So you know, if you're cleaning stalls, out on your hack listening to us, you know, take a picture, a video, tag us, and we'll definitely share it. And you know, again, we can't thank you all enough. Again, you know, tell your friends about us and help us get to 1 million downloads, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. So, well, we'll wind things down. I think we talked enough about, about us and everything. So again, thank you everyone for everything. And, we hope to see you out there.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe and never miss an episode of the Major League Eventing Podcast.